And our first performer tonight, you know for her own solo work and also her work with Penny Hawk. It's Ames singer-songwriter that you're probably familiar with. And now live from the Maximum Ames Music Festival, please welcome Kate Kennedy.
Portion of the set, and thank you for having me play this show. I'm really excited about it. Let's start light, shall we? I was wrinkled from smirking, and inside me a meanness was lurking, and I only bought the record as a joke. But the songs were so simple and sweet, like a poem dressed in plain speech. And my heart opened up to country music. I guess it started out with Emmy Lou. Oh, the things that voice can do to you. It's tender without being sentimental. But the strength of it will hit you, then work down to the deepest tissue. Yes, it works its way right down to the deepest tissue. My heart opened up just like a river to a stream, like an ungathered bouquet along the highway. Spring, like a box with a diamond ring. Yes, my heart opened up to country music. Say you don't like Dolly Parton, then my friend, your heart is surely hardened. Her songs are pleasantly over-sentimental. They're charming and they're pretty, but there's a power in them teeters. There's a strange and wondrous power grumbling from those, you know. Just like a river to a stream, like an ungathered bouquet along the highway, like a window to the spring, like a box with a diamond ring. Yes, my heart opened up to country music. And if you find yourself all alone, your best friend is George Jones. And if you're not too sad after that, why not a little Tammy Wynette? You'll do no finer than Patsy Cline, or Loretta Lynn's got those great one-liners. There's too many more to mention, especially since I'm losing your attention. Just walk down to the record store, bring a dollar, you won't have to pay more, and soon you'll be singing country too. If you have trouble saying things that are sweet, just put the needle down and repeat, and your heart will open up to country too.
Thank you.
So I had some nice cheap laughs for you guys planned, but since we're on IPR, we'll have to step it up a little bit. Okay. Well, I sat down with every intent of writing a song of little consequence to say to you what I never really meant. The words fell out without my consent. Now much of life appears to be a bore, time again to scrub the counter, time again to sweep the floor. But I never turn my nose up at a chore unless I'm cleaning off the ceiling boards. And I'm not really the adventurous type, but when that spaceship blasts off, Lord, you know I'm gonna ride. And I won't be able to believe my eyes, and I won't know what to do when that ship capsizes. And I wouldn't say I'm given to greed, I only take a little more than I need. And when I'm done in thought and in deed, all I wanna leave behind is a peel and some seeds. Just shut me up if you're weary of my renting. Cut me off if you tire of my yarning. My days are full of toil with the damned, but my nights are free, 'cause I don't do any darning. I try to make sure and stay in your good graces. I try to make sure and cover all my baseness. I try to stay in people's places who wear dowdy clothes but have trustworthy faces. But I don't take communion because there's bones in the bread. I don't sup or cater with the dead. I don't eat sausage because I don't like the casing. And I don't drink milk because I don't like the casing. Now when something isn't good, I find it really grating when the praise thereof gets overly inflated. Gets an A that really ought to be degraded. It's the worst thing ever, and I'm not exaggerating. But just shut me up if you're weary of my ranting. Cut me off if you're tired of my yarning. My days are full of toil with the damned, but my nights are free, 'cause I don't do any darning. Okay, I think we've had enough fun. Let's go into the murkiness. The words to this song have confounded me since I overheard them at a knitting class. And this song has kind of become a quan on feminism for me. So here we go. It's called Timid Women. Don't make six digit figures, said the loose purler into the tight knitter. And you can be a weak bread in the meat market, and they'll spit out a heart with nothing hidden in it. I fired men twice my size, they cowered at the power of my menses. I've been estranged from my mom so long, she thought of me as just a list of expenses. She looked at me, I dropped a stitch around the armpit. When you bit, you put a crack in your defenses. My job after the dot mop. Let's try that again. I left my job after the mafia got involved. I found that deals ran so deep they piped up sap into the tree of deceit. And I insisted that the contracts were resisted, but a man was enlisted to force me into this decision to move back to the heartland. Take care of my mother, and I signed up for this class. And my daughter-in-law's a real pill. She cringes at my craftiness. She curls up her eyelashes. She's all laced in satin sashes, and she's not gonna make it. Thank you. dough of deers. Before you get your bottle beers, I'm gonna tell it to you clear, and I'm not gonna coddle you anymore. When they say they're granting everything that you are asking, and it's just a game you're playing, this is what they're really saying. Oh daughter, we'll dress you up for the slaughter. There's eyes like axe heads, and you're the fire's fodder. Timid women, don't fidget. You'll never get that six digit. Timid women, don't fidget. Timid women, don't fidget. You'll never get that six digit. Timid women, don't fidget. Thank you. Well, I'm starting to feel good, so I'm going to pull out a new song. Trace. And where you go now, it is better I don't know. I would will the way you'd go, and I know it's not my way. Though the rival's been removed, still a phantom antagonist. And the unclaimed charges that were laid before my door, I have taken them in, I have lived with them and more. By a parting of good terms, if somewhat short of amicable, you will come in memory. If I still recall your play, I may worry about you, but I know it's not my place. ¶¶ Okay. Here's a song that's very special to me. I wrote it when I first met my current partner, Leslie. It's all sweet now, it's all brand new, and I'm eager to promise what I'm eager to do. But I can't say it in a look, won't convey it with a rhyme. I can only tell you in time. If a letter is an hour is a day, and I'm writing you a poem, and I've got a lot to say. If the poem grows weakly, then I'll have to switch to prose, or I might have to tell you in a tome. You don't need glasses, those eyes are blue and clear, and I don't need them either when I'm lying so near. And I'm looking to the future, and I hope it's where we are, but I can't tell, I can't see that far. And I'm dying to claim it, but I don't have any proof. Better not to say it, then there's something to look forward to. 'Cause though I do it sincerely, I can't say it with a smile. I'll just have to tell you after a while. Thank you. My sister hears whispers of storms between her bones. She'll get an inkling in her ankle, she'll get a needling in her knee. This time she said, "Sis, I'm picking up on something strong, and I swear by my hip that produces the limp that you're the one involved." Put a finger on my hairline fracture, followed it down to the break. Pulse around it was beating faster. I knew I'd allow her in vain to warn me against it. She said, "I have to be the one who refuses to let you cash in all your excuses and be useless to you as tender as the well-meaning without scar tissue who are lenient when you continue to go off on another bender. I know you're in a tangle, but you know I got no angle, I got no hidden agenda, but to give you some tips and speak straight from the splint, nobody but the body can mend ya. Put a finger on your hairline fracture. Follow it down to the break. And if you're headed for another disaster, allow the memory it contains to warn you against it. Keeps the Midwesterner humble and admired by political hordes? Is it because your mother's dyspeptic, or your father's work ethic, or your grandmother's fear of the Lord? Or is it because when you walk down the street and a small little breeze swirls the leaves at your feet, as it rises up your body, you start to believe you're well matched to the task that you're stirred to achieve? Then a larger gust comes and you're hit by the reek of pig crap. Pig crap. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you can reach for the stars and shoot for the moon, but you know you're 10 miles from a pig crap lagoon. That's a true story. I just have two songs left. All of the years that I've loved from afar have set it up this way. Holly says she's worried I'm too happy. I understand, I prefer her heartbroken. I guess I'm not so much a friend as a fan of the pen she holds when she's on her own again. One thing easily discovered is that lovers lie with and to each other and lose the fear of their displeasure. That was the measure. Quiet reflection and solitude, reading and writing and wronging you, all while reminding the longing to write a song for you. Years that I've loved from afar have set it up this way. Yes, all of the years that I've loved from afar have set it up this way.
You're too kind. That was a new one. Okay, this is the last one. And then we all get the pleasure to see the mountain goats.
Well, I took $15 to a casino in Tama, and all I got back was a nickel. I put that nickel into a vending machine, and all I got back was a whistle. I blew that whistle loud and clear, and up come a stray dog. I put that dog in my car, took her home. I named her Shelby. Shelby, Shelby, show me that you need me. Shelby, oh Shelby, come rest your head on my knee. Well, me and Shelby got along, no doubt. I was gonna build her a house, I bought some lumber. But once I said, Shelby, why don't you let yourself out? And I learned that was a blunder, 'cause Shelby's got a lot of pride, she can't really take a joke. And she left me, must have been late at night, didn't even leave a note. Shelby, Shelby, well, it was all my fault, I grant you. Shelby, oh Shelby, if you come back, I'll build your dog mansion. Well, I learned three things that night in Tama. First, if you're a whiner and a grumbler, you might come to find at the end of your complaining, all you got's a pile of lumber. And it's better to lose all $15 than to get heartache for a nickel. And you can't change the mind of a proud stray dog, no matter how hard you blow your whistle. Shelby, Shelby, now come on girl, quit your pouting. Shelby, oh Shelby, come back, I'll do all the letting out. Thank you very much.
That's Kate Kennedy.